much. The title of our concert here today, this is our first family concert. We were invited over to a little small church, tiny church in Attica this morning for an afternoon service to encourage them. So we've been working on this about a month off and on. And so we wanted to practice it on you this morning. And we have another one that we're working on for Thanksgiving. So hopefully the one at Thanksgiving will be a blessing as well. The name of this one is A Heart of Praise. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the heart that you put in us when we get saved, when we trust Jesus to praise you and to thank you, Lord. We ought to be so thankful more than anybody else, Lord, for our salvation. Help us, Lord, to not be distracted by the cell phones and by the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, all the things, Lord, that Satan tries to distract us with so that we might, Lord, be content and so that we might enjoy your presence in our life. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. In John 19:32, it says the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you might believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled, not one of his bones shall be broken. And again, another prophecy of scripture, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Jesus died, but Jesus didn't stay dead. The Pax Romana, or the Roman peace, was a system wherewith Rome punished people for getting out of line. And it's true. It's true that if you punish people enough and the government executes evil people, the government executes criminals, then there won't be as many criminals. But Jesus wasn't a criminal, was he? Jesus wasn't a criminal. And yet, everybody, almost everybody, 90% or more, was against him. Because he was God, he was more powerful than the government. He was more powerful than Judas. He was more powerful than the Pharisees. For he didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead. Now, that song we're going to sing first reminds me of Handel's Messiah. And when King George heard Handel's Messiah, he stood to his feet. Because he was the king, and this government leader respected Jesus, everybody else stood to their feet in honor of Jesus Christ. So as we sing, if you feel led to stand to your feet, please do. But don't do it because somebody else is standing to their feet. Do it because the Spirit of the Lord wants you to stand. And only do it if the Spirit of the Lord wants you to stand.
He gave, then he rose again.
Thank you all. You may be seated. We praise God for Jesus Christ, first and foremost, because it was Jesus who died for our sin and rose from the dead. And it's Jesus who gives us divine salvation. By his grace, we're saved through faith in that not of ourselves, it's a gift to God, not of works, lest any man should boast. One of the reasons that we praise God is because of God and his Son. But we also praise him for the work of the Spirit, drawing us to salvation and causing us, after we're saved, to continue to seek God. This is called Christian growth. And 2 Corinthians chapter 3 says, by his Spirit, we're changed into one stage of Christ, from one stage of faith and Christ-likeness to another stage of Christ-likeness by his Spirit.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king.
We praise God because of Jesus. We praise God because of salvation. We praise God because of Christian growth and sanctification. But we also praise God from him and through him to the world. Praise flows from heaven through us, but it's supposed to flow out of us and into a world that God created for his glory, so that others might come to know the same love and forgiveness that we enjoy because of Jesus Christ. Romans 15 says this in verse 9, that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this reason I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing to your name.
The Word of God the Father, from before the world began, every star and every planet has been fashioned by your hand. All creation holds together by the power of seek and save the lost, and exchange the joy of heaven for the anguish of a cross. With a prayer you fed the hungry, with a word you calmed the sea. Yet how silently you suffered, that the guilty may go free. You're the author of creation, you're the Lord of every man, and your cry of love rings out across the lands. With a shout you rose victorious, pressing victory from the grave, and ascended into heaven, leading captives in your way. Now you stand before the Father, interceding for your own. From each tribe and tongue and nation, you are leading sinners home. You're the author of creation, you're the Lord of cry of love rings out across the lands, and your cry of love rings out across the lands.
Isn't praise a wonderful thing? We praise God for His grace, His love. We praise Him for Christ and salvation. True praise will go out. Jesus said if these should hold their peace, even the stones would cry out. If we really love God, it's going to show. And isn't it God's love that motivates us to love others? Isn't it His love that motivates us to have peace and joy in our hearts? Paul said there's nothing greater than the love of God. And we praise Him for that as well.
Wealth and riches can be bought and sold, but I possess a treasure far greater than gold. 'Twas a gift passed down to me from heaven above. 'Twas the gift of my Father. Of worth as one of His own, and I don't need everything this world wants to give, for I live with my Father's love, and my Father's love is strong. Always believing, always seeing me
Isn't it wonderful to praise God for his love for us? For we don't always love him like we should, and yet he still loves us. That's amazing, isn't it? And we know that his love for us causes us over the years to praise him more. But we don't praise him as much as we should. We don't love him as much as we should. Why is that? Why don't we love God as much as we should? Why don't we praise God as much as we should? This next song explains why and helps to motivate us to love him more.
To Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all. My blessed Savior, I surrender all.
I surrender all. I surrender all.
All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. Spirit, fill me. May I know thy power divine.
I surrender all. I surrender
all to thee, my blessed Savior.
So from my family to you personally, are you fully surrendered to Jesus Christ? Is he Lord of every area of your life? Is there anything that you haven't turned over to him? If so, you're not going to praise him like you should, and none of us perfectly praise God. May we surrender all to him. Even now, as we sit there in our seat, may we pray and repent. Isaiah chapter 6 says, "In the Lord that King Uzziah died, I saw him sitting upon his throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood two seraphims. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he did fly. And one cried to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.' And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. And then I said, 'Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.'" Notice the pattern here of praising God for who he is, and then praising him for salvation and Christian growth or sanctification. "Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which had been taken with the tongs of the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, 'Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away. Thy sin is purged.' And I heard a voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? And who will go forth from us?'" And as we've been saying, praise goes from up, in. And Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me."
Thank you.
One of my favorite things that praise creates in our spirit, in our heart, is contentment. True contentment cannot be found in things. True contentment can't be found in people, nor can it be found in circumstances. The Bible tells that in several places where it talks about contentment. It can't be found ultimately in people, in circumstances, or in things. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstance I'm in. Poverty, prosperity, in any and in every circumstance, I've learned the secret of contentment. It can't be found in our health. Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, God said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. So therefore, he says, I'll be content with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake, for when I'm weak, I am strong. Looked at praise, that it begins with God, that it creates salvation, that it causes us to want to praise Him publicly out into the world so that He's glorified among others. We've seen that praising God is for deep-held convictions about His love for us. We've also seen that we praise Him for His holiness, that He's different, that He's distinct. And then we've seen that the more we praise Him, the more content we are, because contentment does not come through circumstances. It doesn't come through people. It only comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ. But then last, we see here in several places that we praise God for heaven. That's the goal. One of the goals of our life is to go to heaven. And so if they kill us for Christ's sake, we win. And, you know, I might get killed because I want to obey Christ. Even in America, Christians are getting persecuted. Even in America, Christians are getting fined. In America, pastors that truly preach the whole counsel of God get rejected more and more and more. But it's not us, it's Christ that people are rejecting. Our world has gone crazy. You know, there's a lot of talk today about having open borders. Just let anybody into America. It doesn't matter what they believe. It doesn't matter what ideology they have, why they could believe the Quran and they could want to kill other people and they could still come to America. They could sell drugs and they could be on drugs and just open the borders of Mexico and just let them in. Don't vet them. Folks, our world is going insane. Isaiah chapter 26 says, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah, We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open the gate that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Trust in the Lord, for in the Lord is everlasting strength. Everlasting strength.
Of homesick for a country
to which I've
where I've never been before.
No sad goodbyes.
Sad goodbyes will there be spoken,
for time won't matter.
Time won't matter.
Thanksgiving, but we of all people ought to be the most praised field for many, many reasons. For Jesus Christ and what he suffered and bled and died and rose from the dead to pay for our sin. For our salvation, and not just our salvation, but thanking him for his spirit that causes us to change, that causes us to grow in Christ. We ought to praise the Lord that we have this wonderful message to heal the nations with, a message of God, a message of salvation, and that ought to be our main message. We thank the Lord for his love and for his holiness, and we ought to thank the Lord for both, his love and his holiness, and not one or the other, his purity and his love. We thank the Lord that he brings contentment. And our relationship with Christ is the only thing that makes us truly content. Not people, not circumstances, not things, but a growing relationship with Christ. But we praise him for heaven, and we thank him for what he's going to do with us, and that we can enjoy him forever, along with our loved ones who are going to be with us in heaven as well. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for all these blessings that you pour out upon us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Spirit, we thank you for working in our heart to draw us to yourself. We don't surrender like we should. We don't praise you enough, Lord, because of this resident depraved nature, this resident self that we have that sometimes we put before you. Lord, as our heads are bowed, as our eyes are closed, help us to repent that we might praise you more. Lord, help us to remember why we're here, not just what we do, and not get so busy that we forget to praise you, Lord. For that's why we're here, is first and foremost to praise you, and we thank you for that. As your heads are bowed, as your eyes are closed this morning, I wonder, is there someone here today that says, Pastor, I've been so busy chasing after temporary things, or I've been so busy trying to do good things that I haven't been praising God enough. Can you direct yourself toward heaven right now, toward the throne of God, and ask him to help you to praise him more through Jesus Christ? Father, I thank you for giving me these wonderful children, temporarily giving them to me as well as my wife. Help us, Lord, to help others to praise you more. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.